2.9-liter V8, 0-60, and I'm about to find out.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
He like that pop in my collar.
Yeah, he does.
That's the official.
I still think though, coming out hard, 9mm boys.
Okay.
All that. I don't give a damn.
That's like the greatest 9-track album.
That's me in the bush, baby. 15 years old, driving with Tommy Blackmore in a Bronco with no
come
top.
Come on, the bush to all our listeners that are in Toronto. We mean Nut Bush, baby.
Yeah, you
Nut Bush, Memphis, Tennessee.
I call it the bush because that's all I look for.
Hey, man, we got listeners in Toronto we found out this week, man.
Yeah, by the way, I did have a dude who texted me. He said, hey, it's your Canadian friend. Oh, my God, and Randy, too. They said the greatest Canadians. He's like, John, shut your mouth. Mike Tirico's Canadian.
Mike Tirico is Canadian.
I did not know that.
Yes, he is.
Another dude told me and said, John, shut your mouth. You ever looked at the greatest hockey players of all time? No, dude. I only gamble on hockey when it's like that
Olympics
or the Olympic thing or the playoffs.
Yeah, I know, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Say, no, I don't know.
Look about Gretzky.
Man, they said Mario Lemieux, Wayne Gretzky, Gordie Howe.
A lot of great NHL guys.
Oh, no.
Canadians, without question. Russians and Canadians and dudes that live in Minnesota.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. If you get a couple of them dudes in Minnesota, you're going to get some serious money from the government, bro.
Hey.
Hey, call me and tell me I can get that COVID money still. Hey, I'm very, very excited, though. We got 1 hour left of the show. It's always brought to you by the best. That's Tito's Handmade Vodka. Because if life ever hands you lemons like it did last night when Lil Bronny, like a normal human being in the professional game would understand, y'all up by 20 points, 13 seconds left in the clock. Why are you shooting a 40-foot three-pointer and then actually hitting it because you suck and then killing my under?
Because you said his family couldn't shoot.
I did say that yesterday, did I not? And that's why I said I was taking the under with no Steph and a sorry Seth. And no Luca. I was like, this junt's going over, especially if Bronny plays 10 minutes. Damn it. He beat me. 67 points in the fourth quarter.
How many people do you have on your players list that you hate that mess up your bets?
I'm a forgiving person because I have this short-term memory issue.
Okay. 94 Feet of Light wants to know, have you forgiven Johnny Furphy?
Because his mom's so hot. Yes. Seriously.
What are the requisites for being forgiven by you outside of having a hot mom?
Winning me money.
Winning you money. Winning you
proving
money
me wrong.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay.
Yaxel, Dusty May. Okay. How much did I kill Dusty May?
A lot.
You're still
killing him.
I was going to say, even the day after he won the national championship, the first thing I said on Monday, I said, it's amazing how far we come. The first gay head coach has now won a national championship.
I'm with you. When I said, is this a commercial?
Y'all like banging on the keyboard.
I said, did he send us this to proofread it before he hit send?
Like, dude, how many guys have you gone to see manager at Chick-fil-A to hold up a national championship ring? Dusty May, baby.
Okay, so if he's from Chick-fil-A, where's Kurt Cignetti from? Where he work at?
Oh, he's Walmart for sure.
No, John Gotti. He didn't work in no Walmart. Oh, wait, no. Where's that little joint I went to? I went to the Home Depot, and I like the Home Depot. And you know how, like, you do all your own ish? Which, number one, I am the most anti grocery store shopping, I ring my ish up person in the whole world because one, I suck at it. Two,
how do you suck at?
Because something always makes
because
it into
something's
the bag.
Always wrong, and then some chick's got to come over, and I need now another human, and I got to wait 10 minutes for a chick when the chick should be right in front of me.
You don't need self checkout.
I suck at it. But no, I bought, like, man, let's just say, I'm walking, so I have a big old stack of this stuff that I'm taking to a specific building. You know more about it, a little Harden House Productions. Yeah. And I mean, it's a stack, bro. And I'm like, got this stupid little gun, but it's not a, like, you know, not a gun. Mm-hmm. It's a
scan gun.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, don't, if Ja Morant had that, he'd probably be kicked out the league.
Yeah, he get 40 games.
Don't let him self check out.
I mean, it does have a red beam on it.
But
I'm saying, he get 40 games just for that.
Just for that. But so I'm doing my own thing. You know, I'm like beep, 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 and I swear to God, I do everything I think I'm supposed to.
Are you scanning with integrity, John?
Integrity. Well, I guess one thing did not beep right or something. I spent like $700. I'm walking out the door, okay? And the little person runs out and they're like, sir, how many cans did you ring up? And I'm like, I don't know. I think every one of them. Let me see your receipt. I'm like, oh my God. Hand this receipt over. That girl started going through my stuff like she was the dead gum FBI. I was like, dude.
Like he was at TSA check. Like,
oh, man. TSA always gets chastised. They never touch me. You know what? Because if they do racially profile, they always search the person who does not look. I could pass for Middle Eastern. I could pass for Asian. Indian.
Man, I'm going to drop you, man.
Bro, there ain't a thing I can't pass for. Unless I went Drewski's makeup artist and could look like Erica Kirk. But my point is, she comes out there, she was like, so like, you did not bring up this $5 clam.
That one item.
One item. I pull out a $10 bill and say, here. She's like, no, you're going back inside.
No, I'm not.
I said, no, I'm not. Your ass should have checked me out. Like, this girl started arguing with me. I said, man, and then this is the funniest thing. You know what I said to her? I said, bring me your sergeant. And then I met your manager.
Your sergeant.
Manager came out there and said, and then I told him what I wanted. And I was like, man, look, dude, I'm loading up my damn car. I got time. I got people to meet. I was like, here's $10. I owe you $5.85. I'm sure it covers the tax. Now get the bleep out of my face.
Right.
And don't do that again. If you don't want people walking out, not knowing they made a mistake, how about you check your own damn groceries out, bro? Or your own damn inventory.
That's true.
It's like your inventory, you selling it. Why tell me to do it myself?
Well, at least you didn't tell them like you did back in the day where you were like, hey, I've been buying beer since I was 16.
Oh, that
you
was
want me
so
to tell the
smooth.
Cops? Like, yeah,
man, that was the smoothest thing I ever did in my life. So there was the Kroger before. Like, it's gone now. You know the one on Quince? That was over there. And they had a great beer section. And, like, they had this sweet old lady that worked there, like, every day. And when I was young, I did look older. I ain't not Greg Oden older. I wasn't coming like Greg Oden, but I had a beard at like 13, you know? So by the time I was 15, I'm walking in with a full-ass beard, hat on, little yokes, you know what I'm saying? And they never, ever, ever carded me. But you know what I used to do that was terrible? And yes, this is the wrong thing to do, kids, and I probably shouldn't tell you this. But they used to have these open six-packs. And I would take all these good beers, like all the expensive ones out, and I'd put them in like the Miller Lite one because they just rang it from the bottom. And I'd get like $50 worth of beer, but it was like $200 worth of beer. And finally they figured it out after 2 years because they're so smart. And man, that manager, like, I had like three people standing around. I'm like, yo, bro, man, can I breathe while I'm trying to pay for my ish?
And this is how you drop dime that you were buying beer for illegally.
And then this dude's like, you need to come with me. We're arresting you. The police are on their way. And I said, really? I was like, yeah. I said, thank God. Because I've been waiting to tell them for the last 3 years I've been buying beer from you, and I'm 17.
For the last
that dude years. Handed me back my ID when I showed him I'm 17 and was like, go. I walked by the cops who were coming, and they're like, I don't know. He escaped. I walked by your ass. Now, I don't know what the point of that was.
You've been dealing with the feds all your life. That's all.
No, it's just I'm smarter than young people. Y'all are dumb.
And self-checkout is crazy.
It is, by the way. Welcome in. That's my homie. Do me a favor. D-Lane, tell everybody who you are. What's up?
What's going on, y'all? I'm a comedian D-Lane, man. I'm in here with the guys today. Have an hour, y'all.
A little family in here now. Man, hey, D, I know you got a little performance coming up.
Before you hit him with the performance, you can't let him off the hook. Have you ever stolen anything out of the self-checkout line?
Well,
obviously not on purpose.
That's not on purpose, right?
Well, I made the rule, man. You save 30%, man, when you go through self-checkout, man.
I like that. You know what?
Just saying.
Built-in 30%?
Just saying.
I like this. This is fair. If you ain't going to do the work and I got to do it, y'all paying me something, damn it.
Discount double check, right? Discount double check.
Just pay for more than what you steal, man.
Exactly. Now, I will tell you, the funny thing is, you know, like somehow you know, D, sometimes you feel very comfortable in your surroundings and your life and the people that you're around. And I have a few, I call them beer stations that I frequent. And he laughed. I'm like, hey, man, pull over to the beer station.
Beer station.
He'd be like, what? I was like, the beer station. He goes,
there we go.
Gas station? I said, whatever the hell you call it.
You talking about the Nexon, right here?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
The beer station.
Yeah.
I don't drive, man. Like, haven't.
And it's funny because 2 days after he said it, I'm riding by a store, they got a sign out in front just say beer station. I said, that's where this fool got it.
Hey, that's better than running them gas stations that ain't got their alcohol license. You going to ain't
oh,
no
that's
business.
Hilarious because you know they done been selling to too many minors.
Yeah.
They got more soda than you can shake
Way
a stick
at. Way more soda, man.
But they going to say you'll lose Newport, though.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
They'll definitely sell you a skin. But I have no idea where I was going.
You were about to ask him about his show.
Oh, thank you.
There we go.
Dude, where are you when I'm talking and fighting with my wife? I always
I'm
lose.
Sleeping.
I always lose because I forget. Damn. But where? When's your next performance?
Okay, next week, April 16th through the 18th, we got the Good Vibes Comedy Festival. It's out in the Midtown area at High Tone 282.
Oh, at the High Tone?
Yes, sir.
That's
yes,
the first
sir.
Place I ever saw Paul Cawthon. I don't know if y'all know who that is.
I heard of.
Cocaine, country dancing.
And
with
I think
you.
That's the only hit I know.
Did a little cocaine. And then I love it when he goes, it's 3 a.m. Do you got any more? Dude.
Oh, no.
That's a great, anyway, I love the High Tone. It's a historic joint. I've seen so many great bands there. I actually had never seen a comedy show at High Tone.
Yeah, for I think like 7 years ago, they started an open mic there Tuesday with my guy John Miller. He still runs it, and he's one of the co-heads of the Great Vibes Company.
Awesome. This is going to be always like from the April 16th through the 18th, you said?
Yeah, and they got a lot of headliners coming in from out
from
of town.
You?
And, well, I think my dates, I think I'm going to be on the 16th and 17th.
And you're going to be with me on the 18th.
Oh, yeah, I'm pulling up with my dog at the Wing Fest on the 18th, man.
Oh, I got your tickets and everything. Yeah, I'm ready for that.
I'm dropping my donation off and eating good, man.
Yep, because that's exactly what it is. Now, one other thing I did want to say for everybody out there, if you don't know what my man's talking about, there's a comedy fest at the High Tone. It's April 16th, 17th, and 18th. He'll be performing the 16th and the 17th, but on the 18th, he's going to be with me down at, man, Tom Lee, well, River Garden Park. Why do I always go to Tom Lee? Because damn it, because it used to be Tom Lee.
Yeah,
man, jumped in a river, saved all this. Man, couldn't even swim. That's what adrenaline will do for you. But I'll be at the River Garden Park. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., 24th Annual World Championship Hot Wing Contest and Festival. $25,000 is going to the top five winners for the World Cup Series, which is a five-year event. This year, if it's your first year to enter, and you enter for the next 4 years, you'll be part of the Wing Cup Series and have a chance to win part of $25,000. But every year we give $5,000 away to not the Cup Series, but the newbies who come in. So you're a newbie and you come in, you pay $250 for a team. All you need is a damn grill, some charcoal, and a damn good wing recipe and know how to grill, bro. You can have a lot of fun and all the money goes to the best charity, I think. St. Jude, everybody knows because it helps sick kids. But I don't know if St. Jude would even be as effective as it was if not for the Ronald McDonald House, because these sick kids need their family, their friends, their support, their loved ones. And the Ronald McDonald House puts up these families, puts up these kids, doesn't make them pay to stay there, doesn't make them pay to eat. It just lets them focus on their children. It's one of the best events. We've raised over $385,000 for the Ronald McDonald House. I need two more teams between today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day to register. Two more teams register. I've gotten eight to register. Two more, and $1,000 will be donated to the Ronald McDonald House. And me and Superman, it's an honor because we've been pushing this over at Hot 107.1 and, of course, over here at Sports 56. I love the day because let's be honest with you. How many times have you got to act a damn fool and do good things for charity?
Wingfest is one of those times.
Dude, it's the best one of those times. So go to worldwingfest.com, get you a team. I need two more. You can also buy VIP tickets. You can buy regular tickets. You can just get there, come on in this bad boy, and you can pay. Like, you just put it in the Ronald McDonald thing. You just drop it into their bucket because we're going to have buckets everywhere. Bam, drop you in a 10. You go to three places, you can get three wings from each different joint. Drop in a 20, get you a wristband, man. Just be walking around, get three wings from everybody and their grandmother.
That's what Soup did for us last year with his bros, the Omega. Oh, the Omega. Mm-hmm. He just dropped those. He said, I got all them.
Yeah, he did. And he got all of us.
Covered all of us. You know, they took care of us, too.
And the amount of Tito's they had made me feel very proud of them.
I don't know. The Q-Dogs was ready to whoop my ass because I had that, that's why your parlay didn't hit T-shirt on, dude.
That was hilarious.
He said, man, I lost mine last night. I said, man, I didn't bet. I didn't do it. He said, I like that shot, though, Dawes. I appreciate it. Then he gave me three wings. It was solid.
No, win.
Now this Wing Cup Series thing that you talk about, that's, I don't watch NASCAR, but it kind of struck me like the Winston Cup Series, like they used to do.
Do they still smoke Winston's?
I don't know.
I ain't seen a Winston in so long. Yeah. Like back in the day, man, like everybody had Winston.
Yeah, they was one of the top dogs.
I used to go to that place right down the street from my house. It used to be a tobacco store, liquor store, and you would buy the gold sheet
right there next to where Torch's is. That's the gambling thing. In the same strip where
Torch's
is.
Man, I was like 4 years old. I'd walk down there. My dad gave me a $5 bill. I'd pick up two pack of Winston's, a gold sheet, and I got to buy candy from the neighbor next door. And I could do all that for $5.
This is 1980 what?
82. Times have a change.
Yeah, man.
But one thing that never does change, though, is realistically, everything changes. What am I talking about? Everything changes. Like, this guy over here thinks LeBron James is good.
This guy over here thinks LeBron James ain't good.
No, I think he's good. I said he ain't nothing. I mean, he's like a, you know, him and Horace Grant, you know.
No.
That's a joke. Man. I'm kidding you. I will tell you. Clyde Drexler. I'm serious as a heart attack. People forget a dude, a 6'7 dude who could fly and also could shoot better than anybody.
He just couldn't go left, but it didn't matter.
Didn't matter. He couldn't.
It didn't matter, man.
You couldn't stop him.
It was like he ain't helped.
You can't stop Meek.
But he could fly.
He did fly.
That's why they called him Clyde the Glide. And Andre Turner.
And Zeke. And then the night in the finals when he caught Zeke's living too, man. That one gets left off.
Yeah. I'm going to find that real, as a matter of fact. Yeah,
bro, I think I got a dude who's really old who just texted me. I don't even know who the hell these people are.
That's what Landon, your ears must have been burning. Landon said that's what old men say. He said, I am tired as hell.
I ain't tired, bro. I got Oscar Robertson, and I know who I know the big O. Don't give me I know who that is, but Bob Pettit?
No, seriously,
Bob
Pettit
was dead. Dude.
I don't know who Bob Pettit is.
Nah, he was him because it wasn't nobody else but him doing that. He was him.
How the hell y'all even know who this guy is? You're not an 80.
The one final series that the Celtics lost with Bill Russell, Bob Pettit put 50 on him in an elimination game.
Yep. So I guess you know Bob Cousy. I know Bob Cousy.
He was the St. Louis Hawks.
Bob Cousy was one of those, but Bob Pettit. Pettit was the real deal.
28-16
for a career for Bob Pettit. He played with like Russell, Chamberlain.
He was just getting older when they were about to take over. Yeah.
I got a text here. Also says, what is it? Why is that everybody forgets Willis Reed?
It's a good point.
Man, he just had a good
Willis Reed and Wes Unseld didn't score as much, but Wes was dominant.
I just realized this through my text messages.
Wes was
people they like. I got a Paul Pierce one. If you want Paul Pierce to do like a great show, smoke a blunt, and have a prostitute, hell yes.
Paul Pierce did win the head-to-head with LeBron in 2008.
He
though.
Did. They got the chair.
They both went for 40 each in that game seven.
Paul just moved ahead of LeBron, too. I love it.
But, like I said, he got that one.
Oh, another Paul.
LeBron, as I mentioned earlier, 45-15-5 in Boston.
Oh,
now I know I got somebody who's definitely sending me their favorite player of all time, and I'm guessing they're Spanish. I don't know anything but La Biblioteca and bad words. Manu Ginobili. How the hell are we going to put him up there? Listen, he won a lot of chance.
He was a killer.
I don't like that, though.
Dude, okay, he was always the number three on the Spurs, bro.
He was still a killer?
I'm talking about ones. I'm talking about one.
He's about the only guy that could have made it outside of this San Antonio system, dog. He would have had his own team somewhere.
I call Tony Parker the greatest penetrating point guard of all time. That's for sure. Tony Parker, to me, greatest penetrating point guard.
Oh, Tony.
The greatest penetrating point guard I heard today is Scottie Pippen, because Larsa, what she said this morning, shocked me. She said every single day that they were together, and every day, especially during the year.
She said in Spanish, uno, dos, tres.
Minimum four times a day.
Cuatro.
You know why?
Scottie
Pippen. He was the first person to get the Apex RF treatment at Bluff City Health and Wellness. He took care of my girl. Because you know why? He had that blood flowing to the right spot. He was sensitive, but he also had that enhanced, like stamina. And that man's like playing with Michael Jordan. All of a sudden, when he got the Apex RF, he thought he was Michael Jordan. And he took it out on Larsa every day. Hey, no pills, no needles, no side effects, no downtime. Just in a very, how do you say this when you're in the military? Those dudes, when you walk out, they go, huh! And they like, you know, they like, they're
at attention.
Standing at attention.
Mr. Johnson will stand at attention at any time you want him, just like our military. Mr. Johnson, sir, I am ready for duty. Only place you can get ready for duty is Bluff City Health and Wellness. Give them a call at 901-800-7606. It is literally, it'll take your ED. And it'll make you Scotty. But do me a favor. Don't be like Scottie Pippen in one department, because they call him No Tipping Pippen for a reason. Like, how cheap can you be, Scotty? I know Larsa took half your money and Oliver, but you got to tip people, man. Like, tip people.
Oh, yeah.
But I will tell you, you know what pisses me off, though?
They say Jordan didn't tip people either. According to Wayne Gretzky, he was being cheap one time, and it was at the poker table in Vegas.
All right, we're fighting during the break.
He tipping $5 chips. And Wayne just went to the main stack and threw the folks $200 out of the chips out of Mike's stack. Mike, he ain't finna tip.
Dude, tipping like me, man. Like, come on now.
Mm-mm. You got some Pippen.
He should have slapped Wayne Gretzky, though.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. I can't wait to interview Scottie Pippen Jr. and do a whole 10-minute interview about where is his mom at, how do I get in touch with
that
her,
man gonna stab
and mess
you.
With him the whole time.
Like, I got some news.
I'm gonna be like, hey, you know what I'm gonna tell Scottie Pippen Jr.? You want a brother or sister who could either be a doctor or a national championship athlete? That's who I am.
Okay, he gonna turn into New Jack on you.
Because Scottie Pippen does have a younger brother that's going to attempt to win a national championship at Ohio State. Breaking news, Justin Pippen, standout sophomore at Cal, is transferring to Ohio State. So
deep
there you go.
Ohio State University.
By the way, if he's a wide receiver,
I know
he's
going to
be
deep.
I know, but I'm just saying, if he was a wide receiver, I know he'd be a pro.
Yeah.
Lord, you go play wide receiver at Ohio State and you're going to be a badass. Look at Jaxon Smith-Njigba. My man went to Offensive Player of the Year, Super Bowl champ, and did you see the fat ass contract he got?
And he ain't even better than the young homie that
Jeremiah
got
Smith.
Ohio State now.
Cornell Tate's gonna be a first round pick. And remember, Emeka Ibuka was badass last year with Tampa Bay. Like, go to Ohio State.
Serious question, what's wrong with Harrison in Arizona then? Is something wrong with him? Is he hurt? Because I thought Harrison was better than all of those guys.
Mm. Marvin?
Yeah, Junior.
You know what Marvin has?
Marvin really was.
One is, Marvin let's just be honest. I hate to say this. There's got to be a surgery to fix, like.
Wait, stop.
I can't. You got to watch me on TV. But, like, the quarterbacks, they only see them red lips and they get scared.
You ain't right, man.
No, man. Dog.
My man be wearing more damn Maybelline than anybody I know on them lips. You know you use a whole lick of, like, a whole tube? Dog, there ain't an anesthetician in America that don't want him using his product.
I'm not asking, man, no more football questions to August. I'm just...
No, the reason Marvin Harrison honestly ain't working is, one, he doesn't necessarily have a separation of speed. He's not the fastest guy on the planet Earth. He's got a good body. He's not 6'4" Calvin Johnson or Randy Moss, who ran a 4.37. He is a guy who has good hands, but he was also in a place that's called Arizona Cardinals. They suck since Kurt Warner got done bagging groceries and failing and coming over there. You know what I mean?
But they had that brief window with Carson Palmer.
Yeah, it was a window.
You're right. You're right. The brief little deal with Carson Palmer.
Yeah, old one.
Yeah.
But what I mean, it's Arizona. You know what Arizona is? A place where
you're retired.
Mike Vrabel and Diana Russini go to get caught cheating on each other. That's Arizona for you. Now, I'm going to tell y'all people one more thing that's very, very important. I know I have a lot of fun. This is my job. This is my business, and I love it. But I will tell you, I wouldn't be able to work here if the restrooms are funky. How weak is my stomach? You know me, dog. I throw up on a heartbeat. I walked in a restaurant, remember? I did the figure eight just like that one time when I went down and came right back up. And then I just didn't even kiss her on the forehead. I ran out the door. I did the same thing when I walked in the front door of that restaurant. I did a figure eight. I just made a U-turn and came right back out. And then I vomited in their parking lot and got in Jason's car and we left. Because odors can kill your business. And you're thinking to yourself, man, we got dudes who are washing our bathrooms every single night. We got a team that's cleaning everything. Well, let me just tell you something. EnviroMaster is a health and safety company that has chemicals that you can't get because they're OSHA certified. They have a complete disease prevention and odor control, which is right up my alley, homie. I can't stand the smell of urine. I'm not Todd Golden. So don't take a chance. Let EnviroMaster kill the germs that kill your business. Right now, EnviroMaster is protecting over 300 Memphis area customers. They also have 98 companies around the United States. I know the places that don't use EnviroMaster. And, buddy, I know the places that do. Protect your business. Get things right. Go to Enviro-Master.com. That's Enviro-Master.com. Or give them a call at 901-500-5361. But this is how cool they are. The owner of the company, Tom, said, do me a favor, give him my number. I'm available on 7 days a week at any time. You're a restaurant. Some idiot comes in there like Darian Newsom talking all kinds of trash, doing God knows what, drinking way too much. He might be at Canvas. Who knows? Left Canvas. Breaks your hand sanitizer. You can call my man Tom. He's going to bring it out there and make sure he replaces it. And plus, their system really does pay for itself, not only with your customers and the more customers that you bring in, but soap, paper towels, and things of that nature. You got a manager who's ordering all that stuff, keeping it all like fresh and all that stuff. No, let them take care of all of your issues. 901-356-8282. That's 901-356-8282. That's my homie Tom. He owns EnviroMaster. Go to Enviro-Master.com. Bing, bang, boom. Your business ain't stanky. And man, I don't know if you know this. I told him I wanted him to expand his business. I got to know a couple of ladies that he could send over to Enviro-Master.com. Because I ain't going to lie to you, bro. What is that? Like that little pink chiffon BS they put on don't work, bro. What EnviroMaster does, I got wood on the other side. Really good wood because it is a Friday. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
I'm saying when things get too heavy, just call me Helium.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. This hour is brought to you by Tito's Vodka. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Also, 10 times better driver than my wife.
Shout out to Chaz.
Only thing that you don't do, like, well, there's a lot, you don't do that either. Like, I wouldn't know that because I'm not Dusty May.
Don't send me up the river, John.
But I was, you drive me better. Do you not? You drive better than Chaz.
I mean, we get your safety, right?
I would feel more comfortable with my Benz in your hand than her hand.
You cold, man.
But I will say the one thing you can do is you can't out real estate her. Ja Morant, you screwed up, son. Bro, I don't know how you didn't go to chastityhardin.com. It's CHS, just like it says, TITYHARDIN. That's why we got married.com. Number one real estate agent in the whole world. She's got great customer service. Check out her website. She is not just a real estate agent. She's been doing this longer than I've been doing this. She's been doing it 26 years. She's a broker.
It was way more flagrant yesterday, D.
Yeah, it was.
I promise you it was.
The man said that lady had the 9 and the 1 ready to go.
She did. I grabbed that phone so fast, you're going to let me die over marijuana? Well, you ain't going to die, but I'll never let you smoke it again. I promise you that. That's the other thing is I shouldn't even try to do that because, you know, I don't date women that smoke weed. I hang out with them. Oh.
But then you be around her like Ron Adler. She smoked a bomb of weed.
Ain't nothing going to work all day, and you come home and chicks in the same clothes when you left.
She smoked a bomb.
And she smoked your
weed.
Last ball, is it?
She smoked a bomb of weed.
And then she gives you attitude and has nothing for dinner ready.
She smoked a bomb of
And
weed.
She has no chance. And she's like, I don't know how to get it.
I wish we
were. Code dispensary, girl. Get your ass off the couch. You've been home for 9 hours. Drive 60 minutes to Steele, Missouri. Bing, bang, boom. You got it. CodeDispensary.com.
It's fun, too, John, because I'm sitting over here watching some old school wrestling right now. And just so happened to come across my screen is our man, New Jack.
By the way, New Jack's my favorite guy. Who talked about doing powder before every match. Called every single person out, like in the history of the world.
Yeah, I showed that man a video of New Jack roasting the Dudley Boys. He's like, no, oh, man.
Sadly, the first thing I asked is like, can I please get this guy on my show?
I said, he did, Joe.
I said, no. Why did Easy have to die? Why did my man, what's his name?
He would have come on the show too, I believe.
He wouldn't. I just don't understand. Mm-mm. I still don't think Magic got AIDS either. That's the healthiest man with AIDS I ever seen in my life.
Like my boy said, financial AIDS, right?
Now, I ain't going to try and be his Eskimo brother, I can promise you that.
Ooh.
But I will tell you, though, this week, man, we have no basketball, like, on Saturday.
No basketball on Saturday at
like,
all.
Like, do you realize that?
Unless you want to go and log in on FanDuel and find you one of them European games.
Oh, I can't do
Australia.
That.
Australia, I will.
Well, I do too. That's called John way too drunk and shouldn't have his phone.
Take the overture.
There's a moment in life that I think my wife should realize at midnight, take my phone.
Don't make me suggest that to her.
Well, I mean, I don't care if she has it. She knows how to use it better than me.
Not even that. It's just, you know, I don't want to cut you off. You my late night West Coast basketball correspondent, John.
That is true. But I always do terrible. What are you talking about? That damn Hawaii team.
Hey, man, you put me on the best rule about women's college hoops ever, though.
I know. And it's facts. It works. Still works. It's simple. Do you want to know the rule?
Yes, sir.
All you had to do is watch, because you know these girls are emotional and stuff. Like, and much more emotional than men.
Yeah.
When you see a few of them defeated, that's when you jump. Because they don't come back. Like, they just, they are more emotional creatures. Like, me getting older, I think I got less testosterone because I was dusty-eyed watching damn Dan Patrick this morning. My homie's like, Dunn, what's his name? S-word. White kid. Yeah. They're all white. That didn't help. The one with hair.
You're talking about Seton.
Seton, thank you.
Seton O'Connor.
Seton O'Connor. How'd you know that?
I watched the Dan Patrick show for like 15 years.
He related to Sinead O'Connor.
Dude, that girl shouldn't have shaved her head, man. I don't know
we
about you.
We gotta be old to talk about this.
You know,
girl.
Simply
Nobody
Irresistible, you know, when they did, she's so fine. There wasn't problem. One of them. Nah. I don't like that short hair look,
first
bro.
First of all, you know Sinead O'Connor passed away last year, right?
Shout out.
Sorry.
I think so. I think that was last year. And I was laughing with you about Robert Palmer the other day when you mentioned it. And my favorite line from Robert Palmer was said that she's so fine, ain't no telling where the money went.
I know where it went.
That's fine.
All right, can I ask you a question?
Fire away.
Do you remember a Sinead O'Connor song?
I know who I'm aware of. The artist is. But,
I don't know one on the dime.
I know the name.
I really don't know one.
John, I got somebody who might have an answer for you.
Is Brasky and Money on?
Let me give you his theme music.
Money! And I ain't talking about a man with a lot of it, but we call it money for some reason. How was the whiskey tour last week, my brother? First and foremost, these are the most important things that people want to know.
Oh, Johnny, it was fantastic. I learned a lot in there about whiskey and Tennessee whiskey particularly. And shout out to our whiskey group here in Memphis, Old Dominic. That's a big-time distillery down on the Mississippi River. And Chattanooga's got their deal down there on the Tennessee River. So
Old Dominic,
it was really
good. That's a Canales joint, don't you?
Yeah, and Skinny helps run that joint too now.
What? Skinny?
Yeah.
You tell Skinny if I lose $500 on his ass this year, I'm going to beat him up, baby.
Correct.
Especially
at the Wing Fest, yeah.
Dude, so this man's a two-time defending wing-eating champion. I bet that he's going to win, and I tell all these people, we bet $500, and I know he's going to do it. Right before the competition, he grabs two beers and chugs them. And then let me just tell you, halfway through, you could tell those beers were in his belly. Boy, it was looking rough.
I remember.
Then he had us throw him one on stage.
Yeah, that was kind of cool, though.
One open and
chugged it.
Yeah, and chugged it and then kept eating the wings. So he was there a little more for the theatrics last year.
Yeah, I noticed. Tell him to get to work.
Year he's gonna,
don't act like LeBron James.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think he's going to lock in this year on that wing eating deal.
And if you don't know what we're talking about, the World Wing Fest, April 18th, it's going to be down at River Garden Park. You can get amped up and at the High Tone on the 16th and the 17th. You can come see my homie D. Lee, my man Jay Ham, Darian Newsom, T-Money, Uncle
D. Lane.
I don't know if you know this.
Don't feel bad.
Derek Lee was one of my favorite baseball players, and I messed up.
Right from the Cubs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I met with D. Lee.
I called
D. Lee my dog.
I called Gabe Cohn, who now is at ESPN in the afternoons. I called him Dale for a week. And finally on a Friday, the last segment of the week, he goes, John, what is my name? I said, Dale. He goes, it's really Gabe. And I was like, really? What's your last name? And he goes, Coon. And I go, like the football player at Memphis?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, damn. No wonder you're 6'4", 300 pounds.
You don't discriminate on the football and the basketball because Quante Barry has been Quinn Barry the entire
all
season.
Year long.
Quinn. He's been Quinn the whole time.
He really has. And by the way, I almost got to a point where I was doing it on purpose. Because I just loved watching her face.
I'd be sitting over like, oh, there you go.
Now, Money, this is very important. I want to know, what is your, what did you learn on the whiskey tour? Where was it? And, like, honestly, like, other than getting drunk, what did you learn?
Well, just, how they make it.
I can tell you how they
make
it.
I mean, that's all there is. Yeah, it's with the mash and
yeah.
the fill.
It's called fermentation. Let it
fermentation,
sit.
Fermentation, and then they take you down there, and you look at the barrels, and, you know, they use chard, you know, the inside. That's how you get the color.
Smoky flavor,
and
baby.
You know what it's called, Johnny? What is it called? The part that evaporates into the wood, what do they call it?
They call that the ex-wife.
No, but it's very close. That's called the devil's cut.
Very close.
That is close.
Yeah, and you know what evaporates out of the barrel is called the angel's cut, Johnny.
Angel's cut?
Yeah. So when you put the whiskey in the barrel, some of it sinks into the wood. And that's the devil's cut. Some of it evaporates because it's alcohol, Johnny, and that's called the angel's cut.
Well, I like angels. I don't like devils, and I do like taking breaks because I got to pay for some bills, and this is how I make my money. But you got 2 minutes and 30 seconds before I come back with T-Money, and we got to talk about our bets over the week because we have no basketball on Saturday. Damn it, now I don't even know your name anymore. Cause I was going to call him Derek Lee again. It's Lane. Lane Kiffin. I'm just going to call him Lane Kiffin. D-Lane. Don't forget D-Lane, High Tone, 16th and 17th. Don't forget Wingfest on the 18th. You can see all four of us?
Yeah.
Damn, Skippy, 16th, 17th, 18th. And you know where I'm going to be on the 19th? I'm going to be doing a 420 Fest celebration. Are we at the show or Overton this year?
Memphis Filling Station.
Thank you. If he didn't keep up with what I was supposed to do, I would never get anywhere on time.
That's why you hired me, dog.
That's facts. I'm back in two shakes of a lamb's tail. He's going to tell me during the break what I'm supposed to do. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Not only can you listen to your favorite shows on Sports 56, you can also watch video of the shows live on Twitter and YouTube. Watch and listen every day
at Sports 56 WHBQ.
Welcome back. A little Sports 56 happy hour. I'm your buddy Johnny Radio. It's Friday. If you ain't got your Tito's, well, I can help you. Your local liquor store does. You can buy a big fat ass handle, baby. $33.99 at my liquor store. And I'm talking about a handle. This ain't no little pint, brah. This ain't a double shot. I'm handling this joint. Half gallon up in this mug. Best vodka in the world. There's no frills. There's no flavors. There's no fancy labels. It's just the juice. It's the good stuff. Now, the Owner's Box is my favorite restaurant right now because all their burgers are Wagyu. Bro, you ever had a Wagyu burger? It just hits different.
Hit different, man.
Dude, you can get it with egg on top. You can get it onion rings. You can get it barbecue sauce. You can get it just like this way, that
just
way.
Don't get it with
whatever.
Bun, John. Don't
All
get
I'm
it
telling you is, I got the smash burger last time. First time I had a Wagyu smash burger, and they did this stuff. It was a mango, pepper, jelly, bacon, whatever. It was so good. I tell you right now, definitely I would have picked it over Larza, especially after what I learned this morning. Telling you. And I've been looking for Larza all season long.
Scotty was putting Larza through the mattress, man.
Man, you ain't lying.
She still went to future in the streets,
and,
man.
And that also makes, now I understand why, like, Lil Jordan's, you know, like, Marcus?
Yeah, Mark.
That's why he left. He was like, once he got off that powder, he was like, man, I realized, like, I don't even know what's going on over here. I was like, it's a void.
Yeah, I stayed on that.
You old, too, woman. Now, T-Money.
Yes, sir.
Larza Pippen. Did you hear about what happened? Did you hear about her confession today?
Nah, what did she say? I know she's done some wild stuff.
She said that her husband was such an athlete, he never took a day off. Even on game day, practice, every single day of their marriage, minimum four times a day.
Huh?
That's his ex-wife talking like that, bro. My ex-wife hates me.
Really?
And
she doesn't hate me.
She's
like,
stepped out on this man.
I'm just saying, dude. Like, if your ex-wife be telling you like that, you know how many... By the way, I don't know if you know this. His Tinder profile just got a lot of swipes.
Yeah.
What are we going to do
well,
this week?
Well, I don't know. That was, you think he, I mean, that was, they were married a long time ago, though, don't you? Weren't they?
I mean, well, yeah. Like when he played and made money. And then like she took all the ooze pay and took half his money.
Yeah. And dated the Jordan boy.
Yeah. Just to get back at it.
Yeah.
Why do you think he's so bitter? Like,
we're
there's
five.
Bitter, and then there's a woman's bitter. All right, now, do me a favor. I got everybody bored people. Because you're annoying me and you're not talking, and I need to know something. If we're not betting on basketball, if we're not going to the owner's box to eat the best the food in the entire world. By the way, again, it's at Lakeland's Town Square right there at Highway 70, 24 beers on tap, best food I've ever had, and again, wall-to-wall TVs. What are they going to play this weekend? Like on Saturday when we have no basketball, what are we gambling on, bro? Is it just baseball now?
That's about what we got. You know, Uncle Brasky, I don't know where he went to, but
it's called jail.
He's usually pretty probably. Oh, okay. Is that where he's at?
More than yeah.
That was my guess.
My guess
that's
too.
That's a good guess.
Educated guess
up
for
with
sure.
That baseball. Yeah, for sure. But I like a little baseball too, Johnny. And so I'm going to take a little baseball game, and we did really well on basketball this year. Red and I, we did real well in the Final Four there. So we made a lot of money for our listeners, especially over the tournament. And just remember, Johnny, I don't know your bankroll any more than you know mine. And with that being said, we're going to move off of basketball and go into baseball here. I hate to do this to my boys, but I like Atlanta tonight. The Braves at home on the money line now.
Against your Guardians?
Over the Cleveland Indians, correct. I think the two pitchers are both kind of sad, and Atlanta hits the ball just a little bit better
Elders
than we do.
Elders pitched really good, though, this year. He ain't been
I mean, he doesn't give up a whole lot of walks or hits. He's got a few strikes. He's got a couple strikeouts through there, but yeah, and he pitches well. Exactly. That's why it's 140. So I like him over the Indians. I don't usually do that, but I got to do that because I'm trying to keep this bankroll just on fire, Johnny.
You're betting against basically your first love because you love money now more.
Yeah.
Sounds just like every college basketball player.
I just want to be an honest handicapper, Johnny. I'm just trying to be. I'm truthful about
dude,
my
dude, since
life.
Your handicap, will you tell me what could that handicap dude said to that police officer that made him slap that poor paraplegic?
Man, I don't know. Man.
Do you know, even know what I'm talking about?
Said,
I mean, I don't even know
I
what you've been saying.
I think that came. I've watched the same crazy things you do, Johnny. I think that come across my timeline, too.
It was over in Osceola, Arkansas. It was right next door.
Yeah,
right next door to us.
Right next door, man.
Yeah, man. What, Johnny? Would you slap a paraplegic, man?
No, I don't know if you know this. I've never even slapped. Like, I don't think I've ever like. Just, well, never mind.
What?
I've never slapped anybody that didn't deserve it.
What would a paraplegic have to say to you to get you to slap him?
Because of his eye level, he'd have to bite me in a certain spot.
Money. That was my question, though. I wasn't trying to say that he deserved it. I just want to know what he said.
Yeah. Like, what could he possibly said?
Could have been worse than what Kevin Durant said to Dylan Brooks the other night when he said, my worst year is better than your best year. Ooh. Shut up.
He didn't do him like that.
And then
he ain't lying.
Then he dropped him and stuck the jump on him right after he said it.
All right. We got one bet in from you, by the way. So after we win this second bet, I want to make everybody know Mercedes-Benz Van Center has serious vans for serious work. You're thinking Mercedes-Benz. Now, I ain't talking about my girl. Was she driving it? I'm talking about 4430 American Way down the street from here. Not the John on Poplar. This is the Mid-South source for cargo vans, passenger vans, chassis vans, like custom vans. If you need a fleet of vans, they got you. If you need a new van, they got you. A used van, they got you. The best thing is, though, they got the best techs in the entire world to keep you on the road. Repairs, largest parts inventory, Mercedes-Benz Van Center. It is your Sprinter Van headquarters. Call them at 901-237-9302 or go to sprintervans.com. Mercedes-Benz Van Center, part of the Tag Truck Family Center, driven to keep you on the road. Give me some more money. Give me money.
I got you some money right here, Johnny. I got you money, Big Daddy. All right, sticking with baseball and Major League Baseball, tonight I like this young kid pitcher, this Baz kid pitching for the Orioles tonight. I like them on the money line, 125, playing the San Francisco Giants. He was real good. He gave up some runs in the late innings, but his last out, he liked fan nine. He's good. I like this kid.
I like him, too, and Tony V is not an MLB coach. Go back to Tennessee, Tony V. Damn, dude, the Giants, what'd you do?
Well, he's got a good – He's good. I like this kid tonight on the hump tonight. So we'll see what happens, Johnny, but I like those two teams there. Let's get some money. Let's keep this bankroll going, Johnny. I mean, we can make money through the summer and get our bankroll together for college football, and that's kind of what we're getting to. But we'll piecemeal. I'm going to throw a little more golf in this year.
Well, I'm now hanging up on you. T-Money, I loved you for that one. I ain't even done a master segment all damn week because I don't give a damn. For Darian, for Jay, for Derek Lee and D Lane, see him on the 16th and the 17th. I'm John Harden. That's my time. Peace.
Start your day with Sports 56 Mornings with Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10, right here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.